I'm Tom Rowe with WGXC in ACRO with this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th and 20th congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representatives Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko vote with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website.
Natasha Von Holdridge is reporting for Columbia Green Media that more than $800,000 in federal funding is expected for broadband in the town of Ghent, Canaan, New Lebanon, and Austerlitz. Congress passed a $1.5 trillion omnibus spending plan last week, which allocates nearly $830,000 in funding, which will become available after the measure is signed into law by President Joe Biden. A broadband study conducted for Columbia County in 2021 found there are more than 1,200 unserved addresses that do not have access to broadband. Columbia Economic Development Corporation President and CEO F. Michael Tucker said, and I quote, "With these funds, it is anticipated that close to 25% of those addresses will get access to broadband service, reducing the need for the funding necessary to serve all of Columbia County," end quote. Tucker said 300 homes and businesses of the 1,250 unserved addresses in the county are located in the four towns named. He said, and I quote, "We have seen estimates of $10 million to $12 million needed to serve all 1,250 addresses, but are awaiting detailed cost estimates from the four broadband providers in the county," end quote. The four towns began issuing requests for proposals for the broadband work in January. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado announced he voted for the federal bill last week, which his office said included funding for 9 Delgado-led community projects in the district. The Rhinebeck Democrat said in a statement, and I quote, "The investments in this package address some of our nation's biggest challenges while providing much-needed support for my constituents in upstate New York. With this funding, we are investing in the middle class, lowering costs for working families, creating American jobs, and supporting vulnerable folks in our communities," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Justin Dahls reports for the Albany Business Review that a federal report released last week by the Veterans Administration included a number of proposed changes for veterans' health care services in the Capital Region, totaling $1.5 billion. The plan calls for the closing of Albany Stratton VA Medical Center after the construction of a new hospital. Albany Stratton was last renovated in 1985. The VA says the building's infrastructure and layout do not meet modern health care standards, and it would take more than $222 million for a full upgrade. The replacement facility would offer inpatient mental health, nursing home, rehab program, urgent care, primary care, outpatient specialty care, and outpatient mental health services. The Federal Asset and Infrastructure Review report said the existing hospital, located between Holland and New Scotland Avenues near the Albany Medical Center, would be shut down after, quote, "the realignment of services to the new Albany VA Medical Center," unquote. The new facility would consolidate the clinical services currently located in Clifton Park, Troy, and Schenectady as well. Meanwhile, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan is upset that the VA also recommended closing the Castle Point VA Medical Center in Wappingers Falls in Dutchess County. Ryan wrote on Twitter that, quote, "tens of thousands of veterans and military families rely on the facility." Quote, "This is unacceptable, and we are rallying to push back on these recommendations and push for real investment in strengthening our regional VA services," unquote. Ryan wrote about a March 19th rally at the Ulster County office building about the proposed closure. Representative Antonio Delgado and State Senator Michelle Hinchey attended the rally, the Times Union reports.
"We're all here today to make sure that our veterans at home, many of whom, as you've heard, rely on Castle Point as their primary point of care, are not abandoned. Due to bureaucratic decision making in Washington. Our veterans and their families have sacrificed too much, far too much, to be subjected to VA modernization and or realignment proposals that do not sustain equally accessible services of the same or higher quality, period. And yet, here we are. On Monday, March 14th, the VA recommended closing Castle Point Medical Center
and relocating its inpatient medical and urgent care services to community providers. Specifically, the report states, quote, the current inpatient medical urgent care demand could be absorbed, as County Exec Ryan pointed out, by community partners. Whatever that means, we don't know. But it goes on. This is really the kicker. To enhance convenience, I really struggle to understand what it means to enhance convenience in our rural communities, where access points to care are already limited and difficult to come by. We see this trend, again, as the county exec pointed out, of declining services in our rural communities far too often. From mental health to detox and rehabilitation services to maternity care, and now veteran care, all in the name of modernization or enhanced convenience. It's important to note that according to the VA report, this is a very, very, I'm glad the mic's back on, because I want you to hear that. Urgent care encounters, and they call it encounters, which, by the way, that's a bureaucratic word if you ever think of one. Encounters, not community interactions, not peer-to-peer exchanges, encounters. Encounters at Castle Point have actually increased by 28% between 2017 and 2019. Did you hear that? That these encounters at Castle Point, that these needs, the urgent care, veterans coming in, have increased 28% over the last few years, but apparently not enough. Because when you live in rural communities, maybe it's the case that you just don't have that level of population to meet these, again, bureaucratic metrics. There's a bias there that hurts our communities. So here we are with the VA recommending that we relocate these urgent care facilities to places not even determined. And I want to be clear, as the county exec pointed out, the outpatient facility in Fishkill is not remotely adequate in terms of replacement. The name alone makes that clear, outpatient facility. Indeed, nothing in the recommendations clearly identifies how the services would be replaced by the new facility in Fishkill. Nothing in the report explains that. On top of that, the VA proposal wants to relocate Castle Point's Living Center service to a, they quote, current or future VA facility, and they specify they want to consolidate the beds with the program at the Montrose VA Medical Center, 27 miles away. Folks who made these decisions are basically saying to veterans at Ulster and Dutchess, just go on down to Montrose to get care. It's not acceptable. Many of our veterans struggle to get transportation, as Gavin pointed out, to and from Castle Point. That alone is challenging. Now they're told to go to Westchester. All this is deeply concerning. And that is why, following the VA announcement, I immediately sent a letter with Congressman Maloney to the VA expressing our concerns. And I want to be clear what we said. It is imperative that any recommendation not include a reduction of services for the veterans in our district. VA must not compromise the care of our veterans by closing facilities without sufficient and equally accessible replacement of those services. And without those assurances in plain writing, clear, detailed writing, I will not support any plan that closes the VA facility here at home. Our veterans have sacrificed so much for our communities and our country. We must ensure they have access to the care and services they need and have earned when they come home. I'm glad to stand with all of you, particularly our veterans, in this fight. You will have in me an ally every step of the way. And I want to thank again the County Exec Pat Ryan for the invitation and for his leadership in this fight. Thank you.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking this week's activities from Representative Paul Tonko and Representative Antonio Delgado, who both represent in Congress many of the citizens in the WGXC listening area. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories.